Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, January 30th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with college basketball. The Green Bay Phoenix had their 12-game winning streak come to an end, losing at Valparaiso 75-60. Phoenix playing without Alec Brown for the first time in the senior's career, sprained his shoulder last Sunday against Detroit. Kiefer Sykes, the only Phoenix in double figures with 19 points. Valparaiso shoots 58% from the floor. Levante Doherty with 26. Green Bay now 17-4, 7-1 in the Horizon League, still have a 2-game lead in the conference halfway through the conference season. In the Big Ten, Northwestern surprises number 14 Wisconsin 65-56 at the Kohl Center. Badgers have dropped 4 out of 5, and they were ice cold at home, shooting just 26.3% from the floor for head coach Bo Ryan.
Somebody would have told me that we'd have shot, getting those shots that we had, that percentage, I'd have said no way. And once you start missing those, sometimes that basket gets pretty small, and it obviously got pretty small.
Ben Bruss with 21 points for Wisconsin. Drew Crawford led Northwestern with 30. That's their first win in Madison since 1996 and their first win ever at the Kohl Center. Badgers 17-4, 4-4 in the Big Ten. They'll get Ohio State next, and the Buckeyes are struggling. They've lost 5 out of 6, falling at home to Penn State 71-70 in overtime. DJ Newbill hitting the game-winning basket with 2 seconds to play. Number one, Arizona beat Stanford 60-57. Second-ranked Syracuse over Wake Forest 67-50. Number 6, Kansas beat number 16, Iowa State, 92-81. Andrew Wiggins going off for 29. Freshman said he was ready for that game.
My teammates, the older people, they prepared all the freshmen for this game. You know, they knew that since we came in the building last year and beat them, they wanted revenge, you know. So we just came in strong, stayed aggressive. We came out with a bang.
Division 3 hoops. Number 1 ranked Stevens Point stays undefeated with a 74-50 win over Eau Claire. Lakeland defeated Concordia 95-88. Justin Ward with 35. Muskies 15-4 overall, 11-3 in the NAC. The Lakeland women defeated Milwaukee School of Engineering 68-62. Reigning NAC Player of the Week, Leah Eisner with 21. They're 8-11 overall. The Green Bay Phoenix women are back on the floor at Oakland University on Thursday night. In the NBA, the Phoenix Suns defeated the Milwaukee Bucks 126-117. Goran Dragic with 30. Brandon Knight led the Bucks with 24, but they've lost 4 in a row. They are just 1-13 in January, and they are now 8-37 on the season. Head coach Larry Drew says we've got to press on despite the numbers.
I'll continue, you know, moving forward every game we play. It's my job to try to coach these guys the best to my ability so they can continue to learn and continue to grow. But I will continue to take even the negatives. I will try to find the positives from it and try to build and grow from that.
One positive for the Bucks: number 1 pick Giannis Antetokounmpo has been named to the Rising Stars Challenge. He'll compete with other up-and-comers during the NBA All-Star Week festivities in New Orleans next month. Big game in the association on Wednesday night in Miami. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Heat 112-95. LeBron James had 34 in the loss, but Kevin Durant, 33 points in the win. 12th straight game with at least 30, and that one felt good.
It was fun. It was fun. You know, my teammates, they just gave me the ball and told me to go and make a play. He got hot for a quick second, and I had to come and make an answer. So, you know, it was fun. I'm sure the fans got what they wanted to see with that one, but, you know, we'd rather play a team game.
Toronto beat Orlando 98-83. It was Philadelphia 95, Boston 94. Minnesota downing New Orleans 88-77. Houston gets by Dallas 117-115. Charlotte over Denver 101-98. Chicago beat San Antonio 96-86. It was Memphis 99, Sacramento 89. The LA Clippers beat Washington 110-103. The Detroit Atlanta game postponed because of the ice storm in Georgia on Wednesday. To the ice, the New York Rangers beat the New York Islanders 2-1, and the Rangers go 2-for-2 outside, winning both Stadium Series games played at Yankee Stadium. Winger Mark Stahl says it was a good week.
I think Yankee Stadium, you walk out, you go to watch a lot of baseball games, and just to be in this building and be playing a hockey game in front of a sold-out crowd, and both cheering for us and the Islanders and the Devils, and it was just kind of a neat dynamic. And, you know, some obviously we enjoyed it and makes it that much better. We got two wins.
Edmonton knocked off San Jose 3-0. The Chicago Blackhawks a 5-2 win over Vancouver. The WIAA Board of Control has approved a massive realignment plan on a 10-1 vote in Stevens Point on Wednesday, affecting 8 Northeastern Wisconsin conferences and 76 schools. Green Bay East and Green Bay West are leaving the Fox River Classic Conference. That'll be down to a 10-team league. They'll be joining the Bay Conference along with Menasha and Abilene Xavier from the FVA. The Eastern Valley Conference will add Denmark, Luxembourg, Casco, Wrightstown, O'Connell Falls, and Marinette. The Olympian Conference and Central Lakeshore Conference will merge to form a 14-team league. Plymouth is joining a new conference, leaving the Eastern Wisconsin Conference. Panthers tried to have that plan shot down, saying they're going to be the largest school in this conference, and they have sports that the others don't offer. Scheduling travel also going to be a problem for Plymouth High School. The changes will take effect in 2015-2016. The Green Bay Bullfrogs of the Northwoods League have named Daryl Hendelsman as their new manager, fifth manager in the franchise's history. The last 9 years, Hendelsman was co-owner and manager of the Fayetteville Swamp Dogs of the Coastal Plain League. Hendelsman also has Northwoods League experience as a coach. Green Bay begins its 8th season on May 27th. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.